This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Teams that can win
for the
AAC.
The reason why
we bring that up is, yes, Athlon Sports, who is a, that's where our man Mitch Light used to be before he left for The Athletic.
You were there at one point.
I wrote a couple of features. I had a couple of regional cover stories for Athlon. Yep. I was actually reading it the other day. When Penny got hired, I wrote a feature about that. And if you'd have told me back then in 2018, man, where are you going to be in 7 years? I'd have said, I'm going to be a front office insider for ESPN.
Running stuff?
Yeah, and unfortunately, I've stalled out here. But, we push forward. We continue. But six teams
that's a lot.
Is who the Athlon Sports folks believe can win. Tulane, they believe, can win. Navy, they believe can win. South Florida, they believe, can win. UTSA, they believe, can win. Army, they believe, can win. And then Memphis, they believe, can win.
So you're one of the six.
You're one of the six here. But you're six.
Eyebrow raiser to see UTSA in there for me.
Yes.
You?
Yes. But I'm not super familiar with what they did in the portal, to be honest. I guess they're bringing back, McCown. They're bringing back the quarterback.
The quarterback and their offense is what's going to be back. Their defense is what they've got to replace. But with McCown, who threw for 3,525 touchdowns last year, in the way they played down the stretch, remember beating Memphis was part of that, they're pretty high on Traylor's offense. It's going to be, can you stop us? And we've seen them. We've seen them score on you.
Yeah.
In one play. I mean, we've seen them at their most explosive. So,
yep.
You can't count them out. I had not seen anything that's got them as capable of winning it, and I wouldn't have them in my top three. But that's the thing. But you look at the way that they rallied last year. What was it? Started 2-4, rallied with 5 victories over the final 7. Went 5-2 over the last 7. And Memphis was part. Beating Memphis was part of that.
Absolutely. So, absolutely.
No, they were the surprise to me. They've got them fourth.
Yeah.
Athlon does. They've got them fourth.
But then when it comes to Memphis, they talk about the fact that Silverfield has the Tigers are 115 in returning production.
Yes, ESPN's returning production metric, yes.
That's...
We knew that, though. Yes. I mean, you're essentially replacing your whole defense in
a lot
of ways.
And your offense.
And your offense.
Yeah.
Certainly the quarterback. DeWosier, he was here. You're familiar with him, but your receiving core, in a lot of ways, brand new. So you are. I mean, you're replacing a lot more.
But, one thing that's probably not baked into that is our guy Sutton Smith at running back.
Who left, if he can stay healthy.
He didn't play at all really last year. So that would have been some production that you would have had probably coming back, but it's not because of the injury. So I think it could be a lot better than the 115 mark. Memphis should absolutely be a team that wins it because they spend the most money, bottom line. Navy and Army, who are ahead of Memphis in this list, don't even have any NIL. They can't spend NIL. And again, we go
over this.
Jarvis will tell us that they do, but they don't have NIL money. It's very, and they will not be sharing any revenue, I assume.
Jarvis would have you believe that Horvath is making $8 million.
Right.
from the government.
I don't think he is making.
I'm kidding. I'm hoping Jarvis is. He understands. I'm kidding.
Especially with the Doge. If he's making $8 million,
those guys deserve some. They deserve some money. The commitment they've made, but we can't act like they're giving them millions through these government PACs.
Yeah, South Florida makes sense because you're bringing back everything. But I would say they're a weird team. You know, they did win that bowl game in dramatic fashion. But the quarterback's always hurt, and I'm not sure, like, what's going on there. So I get it, but I'm not, like, fully buying it. You know, Tulane, okay, they've been consistent, but you're having to replace Mensa. And, you know, you brought in three guys. I don't know how good any of them are.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I do. I think it's mostly about each one of these teams has flaws, right? Mm-hmm. Each one of these teams has some. They have talent, but they have flaws, and so that's why they like Athlon's not keen on saying, "All right, this league is going to be won by X, Y, and Z," which again is another reason why it should be won by Memphis.
I just think with the three transfers he's got, one of them's from Illinois, by the way. The quarterbacks but I have no idea the Iowa kid could end up winning a job. Tulane is bringing in a level of player now. The transfer they got from Louisville to replace their running back. Maurice Turner. I mean, the quality of what they're bringing in, it's one of the reasons you pencil them in the top every year. They've been a top three defense the last 3 years because, again, yes, you lose something, but it's what you're bringing in. This is where Memphis should be.
Absolutely.
Basically. And remember, what is this, second year for Sumrall? And, again, second year for him, new quarterback, and the expectation is the same. This is it, with what they spend, with what you spend, this is where you should be. And listen, you know, I know they've got Memphis sixth here, but they've got you as one of the six teams that can win it. I would be a little lower here on the number. You know, I think Navy is a real one. I think Tulane's probably a real one. I trust level of player. I trust the culture they've got, even through the different head coaches now. They'd probably be in there. I'd probably have Army, UTSA a little down. And frankly, I think Memphis should be in there, despite the fact that they've got the 20 turnovers, because like I'm saying, Memphis, Brad, John, they should be Tulane.
Yeah.
The quality of player you're getting in now, you just heard Bonner come on yesterday, covers it for the Daily Memphian and the Times, and rave about Ryan Silverfield, what he's done in the portal and in recruiting. It's time to turn that into consistency at the top of this league. So in a year where, no, you're not going to be picked first like you were last year, I think you should still have first, second place conference title game aspirations, because that is how you invest in this program. So yeah. I'm going lower on number of teams that can win it than Athlon had, which is six here, and I think Memphis should be one of them. But I'd go, you know, 3.5, 4.
Yeah, I don't think
six is a little high.
Yeah, I don't.
UTSA is replacing everything on defense. Remember, they don't have NIL in a way that Memphis and Tulane have NIL.
Yep.
So replacing an entire defense for Jeff Traylor going to be tough to do.
I also don't think Navy can win it because
you don't think Navy can.
I don't, because what ultimately ends up happening is that by the end of the year.
They
got to come here, and by the end of the year, you know, the option, like, you're just they get beat up.
Oh, that is true.
They lost to Rice last year.
They did.
You know,
they got beat up.
I think it can be really good at the beginning of the year when everybody's healthy and all that. But I just think it takes the physical toll, all that running.
And they're replacing a few guys up front too on that offensive line. So
I think, you know, Memphis, Tulane.
You're not buying the South Florida?
No.
Byron Brown?
I think it really is just going to come down to those two. I think it's just coming down to Memphis Tulane. I mean, if you want to say outside shot, one of Navy or Army, that's fine. Like, I'll allow it. South Florida, I don't think is serious. UTSA, like you talked about, the defense, like, they're not going to be able to stop anybody. So I think it's three at most. It'll be one of those three. Like, Navy/Army, one of those. Memphis or Tulane. I guess that technically means four. So I'll go four.
Okay.
And what were you at?
I'm going four.
Yeah. I think four is the answer. Six is too many.
A side note, but on another Athlon ranking that deals in the AAC, they've got Ryan Silverfield pegged as the fifth best coach in the conference. 1, 2, 3, 4.
He's ranked fifth?
Fifth, BC.
So he's behind Navy and Army.
Ryan Silverledge, as you called him.
On the ledge.
Ryan Silverseat.
Is he behind my guy at Navy?
He is behind our guy. Well,
Newberry.
Wait a minute. Is he behind that? No.
Brian Newberry?
He's behind the Temple coach, Casey Keeler.
Mm.
Weirdly.
What?
Jeff Traylor is number three. Y'all know
Now, Casey Keeler did a great job at Sam Houston State. I'll give him that.
Monken is number two.
Yep.
Army.
And then Sumrall is one.
Mm-hmm.
Sumrall came from the SEC, basically, and is looking to turn this into a, you know, any,
he's the two-lane
whether it's
guy?
This year. Yeah. Whether it's this year
I mean,
or next year,
I think an argument can be made that Newberry's ahead of him because Newberry, you know, it took over last year for Navy. And
They got Newberry eighth.
He went from 5-7 to 10-3 in 1 year. And they won the bowl game against Oklahoma. So, I think
they got him beneath Golish and beneath Tim Albin. Charlotte.
Come on, man.
So he hasn't coached a game yet, right? He's new. Charlotte.
Yeah, I've never heard of that dude.
Because they got rid of the guy from Michigan that went there. You know,
they got Charlotte's a job with significant potential, and the program hopes Albin is the right coach to get things moving in the right direction. 49ers are 37-78. Well, we know that, but Albin's arrival after a strong 4-year run at Ohio provides optimism. Oklahoma native went 33-19 with the Bobcats, won the 24 MAC title. His ability to get the most out of the roster and quickly reload despite significant. This is one of those teams, all those teams that were firing their coaches, and we said the AAC had to do this.
You look at what Albin did at Ohio, three straight 10-win years.
He just won the MAC title, 24.
It could be dangerous.
He just won the title.
And then
he went out and got him. Good move.
But, you know,
but to have him in here that high above Newberry, I thought it definitely shouldn't be above Newberry.
Well, and the issue is, like, you're coming over from, you're coming over from the MAC. Like, the MAC is like a goofy, funhouse cartoon of football. Like,
it's D2-ish.
I mean, it feels very rare that MAC coaches leave that league and go on to be great.
I guess the dude from Buffalo who went to Kansas, Leipold did it, I guess?
Okay, yeah, Leipold's great.
Right? Oh. But it doesn't I think you're right. I think he's one of one.
Yeah, no, I mean, Leipold is a fantastic example. Was he really at Buffalo?
Yeah, he was at Buffalo. He was a D2 guy at Whitewater, and then he went to Buffalo, and then he went to Kansas.
Yeah, he was at Buffalo. Good call. Really good call off the top of your head. Yeah, Leipold is fantastic. I mean, he's got Kansas at like a level I've never seen.
Yeah, that's wild, man.
I knew they were capable of having.
Yep.
I mean, I remember when Les Miles went there?
Yeah.
I mean, he's got them looking better than that. Now,
Leipold can coach.
They went 5-7 last year. You know, they went 6-7 2 years ago, 2-10 3 years ago. So maybe our expectations for Kansas are just so low that literally if you win 5 games there, we're like, hey, that guy's a hell of a coach.
That's fair.
But no, I think he's a good one. But like, if he's your best.
Right. That's as good as you got.
You know?
No.
I could make a case that Jeff Traylor is number one with what he's
got.
This man, 46-20, they are. Under Traylor. How? With no NIL.
Yeah.
Or at least 1/6 of Memphis's budget, whatever he said that it was. 2 years of double-digit victories. They're 31-8 in league play, counting stints in CUSA and the American Athletic Conference since his debut in 20.
Yeah.
I mean, this dude, he gets more done with less every year.
Who is UTSA's athletic director? Because he's doing a hell of a job, if you think about it. Baseball?
It's also Jeff Traylor, and he also is a history professor there on campus.
Facts.
No, I made that up. But
like UTSA.
At some point, somebody with some money is going to come get him.
Yeah.
I guess you're just waiting on him to win another conference championship before somebody does it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'd love to have him.
Jason.
Don't shoot me, Nick Saban. Okay? He coached at Toledo 1 year in 1990.
Well,
it doesn't count.
That's an aberration.
It doesn't count. Urban Meyer, don't count either. I'm talking about modern coaches.
Modern.
Like guys, you know, who coach in the modern MAC.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's all I'm saying.
To Jason's point about this roster that the Tigers have assembled and the talent, Memphis is sending out press releases as propaganda, trying to sell tickets. You know, you got Arkansas.
It's not propaganda.
It's not propaganda. It's real.
It's marketing, Brad.
They have great, great marketing.
Number one in the 901.
Number one. 7 Tigers. This Phil Steele book came out, too. You know, his summer guide.
His Bible.
So they've got first team designates an O-lineman, Chris Adams, a D-line, William Whitlow, and their line should be great. A defensive back, Omarion Cooper, Travis Burke. They've got an outside linebacker. Apparently, their kicker is amazing. He's a first-teamer. And then Everett, one of the linebackers, new linebackers, Sam Brumfield's listed. So they have, like, dudes. 7 of them in Phil Steele's book are listed for preseason.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.